In celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and join local fisherman Jeremiah O'Brien to see what it takes to protect the bay.
Actually, got here in 1980, 81 or 82, and I've tried to stay involved with fisheries and both local and national. I was on the board of directors of Morro Bay Commercial Fishermen's Organization now for many, many years. I've been involved with them since 1982. I was 10 years as president, currently, and I direct Morro Bay Commercial Fishermen's Organization, which we're very proud of. It has been able to work with the estuary and vice versa, so we keep in close contact. I had a unique perspective on Morro Bay Harbor the moment that we came over the hill and viewed it. You know, we love Morro Bay, we love the harbor, we love the estuary. It's a special place to us. We're very, very proud of it. Brag about it up and down the coast. We fish into Mexico and into Canada and every place in between. And everywhere we've gone and all the people we talk to on the road, we always tell them how beautiful Morro Bay is. Morro Bay is a dangerous harbor when Mother Nature wants to raise her head, and we have to be very, very careful. There's been many, many times, and I don't like to really even study. I couldn't think of how many that we've been nervous on the way in or out, for that matter, you know. Will tell you there's been numerous times that I came in or out, and my knees were turned to jelly, and the only thing holding me up was hanging on to the wheel. Unfortunately, we have a long list down at Anchor Park on our memorial of people who've not made it in the entrance, and some of them, many of them, were very, very experienced seamen, and it's just unfortunate that that's part of the job. We love the beauty of the estuary. We love the flora and fauna and all the things related to the estuary, naturally. It's this place that we get to call home, that we work in, and it's you know, it's certainly special to all of us. That's why we're here in Morro Bay. The estuary and the goes with the city of Morro Bay. It's just all blends into one absolutely beautiful place to spend our time on the planet here. A special, very special place to us. That's another thing that I think is important, not only to us as a fisherman and the quality of the estuary and so forth, but the estuary people. Currently, a lovely girl named Adrian is the head of the estuary program here. They work, again, with the community. They have a sense of community, so that keeps the estuary. We work together with them, the Harbor Department. We all join hands, work together. As a matter of fact, we received a grant from the estuary here a short while ago, a year ago, to get two very large sanding devices. They were very expensive, about $800 a piece, I think, as I recall. As you sand, they vacuum up all of the debris. You can actually sand inside your kitchen with about zero debris from the sanding. So this keeps anything from blowing into the water or inadvertently being dropped into the water. There's a plan put together by the Morro Bay Commercial Fishermen's Organization in coordination with the estuary program and the Harbor Department here in Morro Bay. So you can see where the three groups have worked together.